Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, welcome back in. The Daily Ticker brought to you in the fan by Pelican Brewing Company. Born at the beach, online at pelicanbrewing.com. Five coastal locations now, Andrew.
One, two, three, four, five.
Rockaway Beach, new location is open. Is Matt Moscona on right now? Huh? ESPN Baton Rouge.
Talking to him. We're trying to get a secure line, get a good connection.
Moscona good?
Down in Louisiana.
Matt, you got us. 10-4, do you got us?
We're just now getting cell service in Louisiana, guys. My apologies.
Okay, it's all right.
It's okay, man. Thank you for hopping on. I know today's incredibly busy for you. You got a great show planned today. Let's just, I guess, start here. Like, it started trickling out very slowly after that loss that they're talking. There's been a lot said. What can you tell us about the Brian Kelly era at LSU? And now that it's over, what do you think of the Brian Kelly era at LSU?
I mean, well, it came with tremendous expectation, right? When Scott Woodward got Brian Kelly away from Notre Dame, it was a major coup. He was the winningest coach in the history of Notre Dame football. But to do that, it took a heavy financial investment, 10 years, $95 million, with 90% of that contract guaranteed. So LSU knew that for better or worse, they were going to be financially bound to Brian Kelly for a decade. And the most surprising part of it, guys, is, I mean, I was in Nashville two Saturdays ago when LSU lost to Vanderbilt, and that was the LSU Board of Supervisors trip. So every year the board makes one trip. They do a board dinner Friday night. They all wear their gaudy purple blazers on the field, but whatever. But the point is, all the power brokers were there at that game when LSU lost. And even after that game, you know, private conversations that I had, there was no talk whatsoever of moving on from Brian Kelly. Basically, wow. What was expressed was they've lost two close games on the road to top 10 teams, Ole Miss and Vanderbilt. That's not cause to fire someone and pay a $54 million buyout. But that goes to show you just how dramatically things swung on Saturday night. And not just that they lost, but the manner in which they lost in a season with so much expectation ultimately brought them to the point where they felt like they weren't going to recover from that under Brian Kelly. And the time to act was now. And so this is a heavy, heavy, heavy financial burden that LSU is going to have to bear that could impact this program, depending on how this next hire goes, you know, forever. This would be a defining moment in this program. But to say that it's a surprise that it led to what it did, how quickly it did, would be a dramatic understatement.
You mentioned how quickly things evolve. That's wild to hear even a week ago that that wasn't a conversation, and then the A&M game happens, and that's how quickly it moved. How much of this had to do with just the personality of Brian Kelly or the lack of good relationships amongst people in the building? Like, some of the reporting I saw was he sat down with the AD and things got super contentious yesterday. We all joked about the fake accent when he got there. I'm sure fans, like, if you win, they'll support anybody. But if you're not winning and they don't like you, then it's a double whammy. How much of it had to do with that kind of periphery stuff, and how much of it was about what was happening on the football field?
Yeah, so that's layered. First of all, I know the report about the contentious meeting, every conversation I've had with people involved in those discussions said that did not happen. Mm-hmm. But there was no contentious meeting. That Brian Kelly and the athletic director, Scott Woodward, met Sunday. Kelly was told he lost support and they were going to move in a different direction. They left. And then Brian Kelly's agent, Trace Armstrong, later got involved as the buyout conversations began. But that contentiousness, that by the way, the team meeting to inform the team that happened at 8 p.m. Central last night, Brian Kelly and Scott Woodward were there. Scott Woodward, the athletic director, introduced Brian Kelly, and Brian Kelly addressed the team. I understand it's a weird thing being here, because I understand the periphery, the impression that people have of Brian Kelly. I can tell you that's not reality here. Look, you're right that when a coach starts losing, people are going to sour on him. But Kelly here was liked. He was respectful, professional. You have to win.
Yeah.
There's always this conversation about fit, and I never understood that. The winningest coaches in the history of LSU athletics, Nick Saban was a career Midwesterner. Dale Brown was a winningest coach in SEC history, not named Adolph Rupp. He's from Minot, North Dakota. Skip Bertman won 5 baseball titles in 10 years. Jewish guy from Miami coming to heavily Catholic South Louisiana. You don't have to be able to spell étouffée to work at LSU. You just have to win. And so, but it's true. Yeah. And when Brian Kelly was winning early, won the West in year one and a Heisman winner in Jaden Daniels in year two, they just weren't able to continue building upon that success. And that's where things soured, not to do with anything with his personality per se.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Moscona, our guest here, ESPN Baton Rouge, Brian Kelly fired at LSU. Like, there's a list of guys that's been listed. Lane Kiffin, I think, is the biggest of the names of that group. Thamel, I think, sent out 4 names. We could be wrong here, and I appreciate you kind of correcting some of what's being thrown out there and helping us understand more and more up here about what's going on down there. My co-host and I, we love college football, almost to the level of SEC media types. We talk a lot of college football up here. I'm curious, it feels like Summerall is kind of the underrated best hire because he's already there. It seems like he knows the landscape. And you mentioned you don't have to be the fit per se to win, but he's done a damn good job at Tulane. I'm curious, Wake, where are you looking now as candidates for the opening?
I like John Summerall a lot. I'll tell you one thing that's going to work against him is whether this is right or wrong, this is just the reality. The perception of LSU hiring the Tulane coach would not be well received by a lot of people around LSU. Look, it was the same thing 4 years ago. that worked against Billy Napier. I mean, Napier was the hot name. I understand how it went at Florida now with the benefit of hindsight, but he was the hot name. I mean, he went from UL Lafayette to Florida, and there were a lot of people here who were just adamantly opposed to LSU hiring the UL Lafayette coach. So that will probably work against Sumrall, right or wrong. The Kiffin thing is interesting. There's a lot of ties. Austin Thomas, who's the general manager at LSU, Lane had hired Austin as his GM at Ole Miss, and LSU hired him away from Ole Miss. So there's a lot of synergies there. I don't know how realistic that is. You might be interested. People are mentioning Dan Lanning. Again, I don't know how realistic that is, considering he turned down Alabama. But, you know, you shoot your shot in these types of things. Jed Fish, another name that's come up, who's got Southern ties that you all, I'm sure, are familiar with there at UW. And then names like Eli Drinkwitz, Dan Mullen are percolating. I'll give you two off-the-radar names. Joe Brady is one, OC with the Bills right now. He was on LSU staff in 2019, won the Broyles, is the best assistant in the country. And then Kelvin Shepard, who played linebacker at LSU, is the DC for the Lions right now in Detroit. He's done a great job up there. Is an off-the-radar name to consider. What we don't know, guys, is who is going to be making the hire. You know, I don't know that LSU's athletic director, Scott Woodward, given the current landscape, some of the conversations that have now gone to the level of the governor's office in this state where they're hiring a new university. It's a weird time. They're hiring a new university president, which of course the board of supervisors will make that hire, but they're effectively going to be enacting the will of the governor. And if the governor wants the new university president to make a change at athletic director, that's going to happen. So do you allow what appears to be on its face a lame duck AD to make the football hire? Probably not. So I know that's sort of convoluted, but it's without knowing who is going to have the final say on this hire, it's hard to know exactly who they might target.
It's funny because I think a lot of fan bases are sometimes, you know, totally spot on and then totally way off on the candidate they want to have hired. Like I heard Josh Pate last night was talking about A&M and how they kind of bullied the team from not hiring Mark Stoops, and they end up getting Elko, and it's like, well, that worked out pretty well for you. Who was the hire that the fan base would get most excited for?
Oh, it would be Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
And it's weird, guys, because 4 years ago, LSU and Florida, incidentally, were both open at the same time and after the 21 season, and neither school interviewed Lane Kiffin. How dramatic things have changed, because, you know, at the time, the perception of Lane was still what it was. He was sort of reforming his career, right? Being the OC at Bama, and then he went to FAU, and but then he landed at Ole Miss, and he has continued to build upon and stack successful years now in year six in Oxford. So he's kind of the hot name, but the real question is, would he leave? You know, it's the odd thing about college football right now in this era is look around. Indiana's number two, Vanderbilt, Georgia Tech are in the top 10. Like, do you need to be at Florida, LSU, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State? Like, do you need to be at one of those schools to compete for and win a championship? Maybe not. And if Lane Kiffin's happy and he's making all the money in Oxford and he's got that thing rolling, like, would it make sense for him to pack up and leave now? And the answer to that question would have been easy in the last hiring cycle. I don't think it's so cut and dried right now.
Final one for you, because we appreciate you hopping on a very, very busy day for you down there. This is kind of a random one. There's up here, Oregon State is looking for a new head coach, and Ed Orgeron is begging college football to give him another chance. And so fans up here are jokingly saying Orgeron stayed and go Beavers, how about that? I'm just curious, what would you say to Oregon State fans that want Ed Orgeron?
So I don't know that you – I don't mind sharing this with you guys. Like, obviously, there's a lot of connectivity here with Ed. He wants that job. Like, he is making it known that he wants the Oregon State job. So that's – at least on his end, that's real. Ed is a great recruiter, and he is a fantastic defensive line coach. He inherited a great situation from Les Miles, and that might surprise people, but most of the staff that Ed had were staff members he inherited that Les Miles hired. And, you know, he caught lightning in a bottle with Joe Burrow. But he couldn't sustain it. Do I think Ed could build Oregon State into a contender? I do not. Would he make things interesting there? Yes. But I would also tell you that you look at his time at Ole Miss, his time at LSU, that 2019 season is the outlier of the larger scheme, larger sample size of him as a head coach. Hmm. And I think if anybody wanted to hire him as a defensive line coach, recruiting coordinator, it would be a slam dunk no-brainer. Thinking that Ed Orgeron will ever have success again as a head coach, I don't see that. But he wants that job. Yeah, he wants that job at Oregon State. I know that. I know that firsthand for a fact that he would take that job if it were offered.
Well, not many people want us, so that feels good to be wanted because we're terrible right now. But good stuff.
Well, Matt. He's got a great tie to the West Coast. I mean, he spent a lot of years at SC, and he knows how to recruit California.
I got a funny story for you, Matt. I was at a USC game when he overtook for Lane Kiffin after they tarmacked him. They came to Oregon State that next week, and me and my co-host were at the game, and at midfield, USC won that game in surprising fashion. He told his players before the cameras got there, he said, "Put me on your shoulders, put me on your shoulders." And they lifted him up, and then the cameras took photos and stuff and made it look like the players did that organically. It's one of the greatest moments I've ever seen be produced at a college football game. God. Matt Moscona, our great guest from ESPN, Baton Rouge, on a busy day down at LSU for the Daily Ticker. Thanks so much, Matt. We always appreciate having you on, and let's catch up with you soon.
Happy to. Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.